Welcome to Mass Mayhem. This is episode 27. This is Mask Season 2, the racing series. I am one of your hosts, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is Toon Master Tim.
Hello again, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, not doing too bad.
That's good. That's good. Finally, the biting cold is coming back. Yes. Love winter.
That makes one of us.
Considering how cold this series has been to us. So we are starting the racing series off, and we kind of teased it last time around at the end of the season one recap. And the racing season is 10 episodes. It's interesting, we'll say that. So we are going to go ahead and get into the episodes. First up is Demolition Duel to the Death. We'll be back after this.
Hold it, Mad Dog. Hawk says my meat.
Who says?
Do you really want to challenge me, Bruno? Think about it.
Perhaps it is better we join forces.
I thought you'd see it that way. Now slow down that dump truck he's driving.
All right, the first episode of the second season. During a harrowing demolition derby, Venom agents discover one of their own, a new Venom recruit named Boris Bushkin, is really a Mask double agent who foils their plans to eliminate Mask member Buddy Hawks. Okay, first of all, no new intro, no nothing, same animation. For the intro. I'm not complaining. I mean, I like the theme song, obviously. I didn't want them to change that, but I was hoping that if this is a completely... And I know this is only 10 episodes, but if they marketed this as a completely separate season and different from everything else, they should have had... they should have had something a little different in the animatic.
I thought maybe they might use some different shots from the cartoon series in the intro. I didn't want them to change the theme song. I like that. But yeah, I was kind of curious if anything would change, and really it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the intro goes.
Yeah, as far as the plot for this episode, somehow, I don't know how, because it doesn't even explain it, but somehow... Vanessa, Boris, and Buddy are all in radio contact with each other. I don't know.
Okay.
That just seems like a really... Because they're all talking to each other. I mean, that makes no sense to me. I could see if Boris is the new Venom agent, which is fine. You know, and Vanessa and Boris are talking, but the fact that Buddy has all these lines, just thinking about this is making me tired, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that Buddy has all these lines that it makes it sound like he's yelling out the window at them, and it's a little weird. As far as this plot goes, the only other thing as far as the plot goes that I wrote down was they all know that Buddy is a Mask member. And I guess I kind of should have seen that Boris was going to be a double agent or something. I didn't see that coming. But the fact that Vanessa knows, like, that it's Buddy Hawks, like, she actually knows his name and knows that he's a member of Mask. That is something that we hadn't had before, because Miles, for a couple episodes in season one, was always trying to find out the identity of Matt Tracker and Mask and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. There was the episode where he uses the crystal skull, I think, to actually see behind the masks. And he doesn't know who, I think, Bruce is. But
Bruce is, yeah.
He recognizes Matt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really, I was taken aback by that, you know, in this one, they know who each other are. I mean, it makes sense that Buddy would know Vanessa.
Because
the Mask team members, they know who's on Venom, but not the other way around. So it was, I didn't make a note of that as well.
Yeah.
But you know what? At least finally we get a new direction.
Yeah.
There were some things I definitely think we should point out that, first of all, we're dealing with just a few members of the Mask team and just a few members of the Venom team. We don't have Miles in here. We don't have Matt. We don't see T, Bob, and Scott.
Yes.
This was very different from anything we saw in the first season.
It was. Yes, you're right. Miles is in this, but not until the very end.
Well, yeah, in the PSA. But I'm not including
They've relegated the leader of Venom to the PSA. That's kind of awesome.
And that's another first, too, because I don't recall the Venom members being in the PSAs in the first season.
Nope, it was just Scott and T-Bob and sometimes Matt and sometimes Alex. And it was mostly the Mask members that did the PSAs in season one.
Yeah, so I like the new direction. I like that they're doing something, or actually some things, different here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we are going to get to the high beams after this.
Sorry you didn't win, Clutch.
Don't worry, sweetheart. It's only one battle in the war of life.
All right, it is time for the high beams. So apparently everybody uses nicknames now.
Yeah, that was interesting. You know, at first Vanessa's calling Buddy Clutch, and I was just taken aback. I was like, what? Clutch? So I had to go do some research and find out, you know, is this a new character? Because I thought it was someone else. But yeah, I thought that was a nice change as well.
Yep. It is the concrete cannon. Now that is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great weapon. Hey, look, it's Boris and Natasha. As soon as I heard Boris's voice, I'm like, where are Moose and Squirrel? It's like, this is the first thing I thought of was Boris and Natasha from Rocky and Bullwinkle, even though Vanessa is not named Natasha. And then the PSA, without Scott and T-Bob, that was kind of awesome. But yeah, what else do you have for high beams for this one?
Yeah, I have a few things. As you mentioned already, I didn't see that twist coming with Boris being a Mask agent undercover.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that twist at the end. Here we have some gorgeous animation. Really was nice. I mean, we're watching this episode on YouTube because it hasn't been released on DVD. But even with the lackluster quality on YouTube, you can tell that it's really top-notch animation, one of the best in the series, I think. And improved voice acting. I mean, I think even the voice actors we've seen previously, like Vanessa and Buddy, do a better job than they've done in the past. But Boris, I thought, was great. I thought he did a good job. And this new guy on the Venom team, Lester, he is awesome. I like him already. He has this menacing laugh, and I think they're doing a much better job with the voice direction now.
Yeah, I mean, it really, really has changed, and I think it does help that Cliff and Sly and Miles and Matt and Scott and T-Bob are not there.
Yeah, we wanted this. You know, let's focus on just a few of the characters. Give them some time. Let's have more time with them, get some character development. And speaking of which, we actually get some character development. So Gloria shows up, and we find out that it seems she has a thing for Hutch. Or Clutch,
yeah,
I mean.
Clutch. Yeah.
I was like, wow, finally, you know, because she shows up and he takes off or something, and it's like you can tell she doesn't want him to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't know what the hell to do with Gloria, though. I mean, there were times where, in the first season, where she was supposedly supposed to be, like, a surrogate mother to Scott, She, you know, kind of batted her eyes at Matt a couple of times, and now they're pulling the whole thing with Buddy, which is fine. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a different season, a different, you know, direction, like you said, and we'll see if anything comes out of it, but I just wish they would have given her more character development.
Yeah, it would have been nice. It was good to see her show up, though. And when she shows up, they, like, basically, like, put the camera directly on her. It's like, you know, full body shot, you know, pan up or down. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Gloria's here. And like I said, the animation looked really good. So, you know, it looked nice. And then you get that interaction with them, which I just thought was great.
Yeah, it was. It very much was. All right. We are going to get to the low beams for the demolition duel to the death after this.
He's coming, Vanessa. He's coming.
All right, Lester, take it easy.
But he's coming, and it's time. Hey, who's this guy?
This guy is Boris Bushkin, the Tsar to you. This is the kind of slime you call friend.
Just a second, Ruski. No one calls Lester Sludge slime.
How about no good slime, then?
What?
Take it easy, both of you. Typical men. You let your emotions be controlled by muscle rather than brain.
Since this toad has neither, what is he doing here?
All right, four low beams. Buddy knows who Vanessa is. Why doesn't Matt? Come on now. Wildcat is ugly. Just saying. That's one ugly mask vehicle. And to go along with it, Buddy's new mask is even uglier.
Oh, I'm gonna beg to differ. I like that a lot. I think the truck is pretty cool. It's a tow truck, and I like that tow truck. And I think the transformation mode is pretty cool too. It's just different because I mean the cab on that truck kind of like pops up. It raises up and it can tilt and turn. It has guns on it, and they actually transformed it probably 2-3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I liked it.
I just, what was he driving before? I forget what he wasn't. No, Dusty's in Gator. Brad has Condor. What the hell did Buddy? See, that's the thing. That's the problem with this series. They don't use the characters enough. Crap. I can't remember what Buddy drove. I don't know. Wildcat is not my favorite vehicle so far. So Boris is a mask member. What the, and who the hell painted on the mask letters on the vehicle? Like, I'm not saying this is a bad thing that he turned out to be a mask. The execution of him becoming, you know, showing him as a double agent, that's what's bad about it. It's not the fact that he is one. It's just how they went about doing it, because he shows all this animosity towards Buddy, and then at the end they're like, oh, our little trick worked, and, you know, they got fooled and whatever else, and, oh, God, just, no.
Yeah, because, yeah, at the end of the Demolition Derby, Buddy has been beaten by Boris, and he comes over and says, oh, you know, you won fair and square, so I have to congratulate you. You know, you did a good job. So you get the sense that they don't know each other at all. And then at the end, there's this twist and, oh, hey, yeah, you know, you were just undercover. You're one of us. We're buddies. I don't know. I mean, that's why
weird.
I didn't see it coming. Yeah, it wasn't played very well. I mean, I think it would have been just fine had we known up front that they were together, that, you know, they were part of the same team. But maybe they couldn't because Vanessa was in earshot. You know, you mentioned that they could hear each other. So maybe they were concerned that she would overhear them. I'm not sure.
I don't know at all. I just don't know what to think about some of the execution of the story. I like the episode, I really do. It's not a treasure hunt, thank God, and it's not, you know, it's not anything that we had seen in the first season, but it just, at the same time, that, like, you know, I guess a couple other negatives I have. Okay, sure, Miles and Matt were not in this episode, but even if they weren't in the episode, we still didn't have, like, they introduced these new members as they're just there. There's no Boulder Hill. There's no, you know, masks come down from the thing. There's none of that. There's nothing from, you know, I don't know. I just, the introduction just kind of really wonky to me for these new, I like the new character. I like mm-hmm. Boris, but it just, the execution on this one sucks.
I don't know. None of that really bothered me though. I didn't mind that we did something different, that we didn't have the computer calling up the team members, that were just sort of dropped into this story of, okay, we're at the demolition derby and we have some mask members there. We have Venom members there. Actually just Vanessa in the demo derby, but you know, later joined by some other team members. And mm-hmm. it's just this action packed episode where they're just kind of chasing each other.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of plot here when you really boil it down. Mm-hmm. But I like the changes. I like that we didn't have the same formula. I didn't mind that we didn't get to see Boulder Hill or the computer or even Matt and Miles in this episode. So I really enjoyed it. I did. I had a lot of fun watching this one, and it was just something that was a fresh take on the series. So I was very pleased with it.
What would you rate this one? How many masks would you give it?
You know, I am going to give it 5.
What?
Yes, I am going to give it 5 because I think it deserves it. It had great animation. It's a new direction for the series. We finally get away from, okay, we have to have, you know, these members of each team in here, and we have to have, you know, the standard transformation sequence and all this stuff. We just got dropped into a scenario, and they just ran with it. There was a lot of action. And like I said, I just had fun with it. I didn't really write down any low beams on this one. And even the PSA was different. You know, we have Venom team members in the PSA, which is kind of humorous. They're using Rax. He wasn't in the episode, but he's in the PSA and used pretty effectively. So, yeah, I would look at this and say, you know, if you want to watch Mask, you might want to start off with this one first.
For me, I'm going to give it a 3. I enjoyed it, but there is just something in the execution of it that just doesn't sit right with me. But I, you know, I did enjoy the new direction. I did enjoy how the characters interact with each other. It's not a, you know, it's not a treasure hunt. It's something completely different. So we'll see where we go from here, because the next episode is coming up after this.
Frankly, Matt, I'd feel a good deal better about this if we had Clutch, Boris, and a few of the others with us.
If we're to secure the transportation franchise in Zadobi for the Peaceful Nations Alliance, I've got to prove Mask has the fastest means of traversing the country.
And without that, the PNA can kiss the future of this airbase goodbye. Here's what you're up against, Matt. A rugged trek over the Pan-African Highway, through jungle and mountain and desert. There'll be a government official at each of these 3 checkpoints. Have the official at each checkpoint stamp the document in Goliath.
Good luck, Matt. I'm afraid you'll need it on this one.
Thanks, Alex. But I don't think we've got anything to worry about.
All right, up next is the next episode, episode 2 of the Racing Series, where Eagles Dare. Matt Tracker takes on the Mayhem Brothers in a race that will win the victor a profitable transportation license.
Yay.
What the hell?
I did not understand that point of the plot whatsoever.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know who came up with this. Like, why would you put this in a kid's cartoon?
And my only note on the plot for this one is, well, I'll give the second season this. The plots aren't boring because it's not a treasure hunt. But still, it's like, first of all, Miles Mayhem and Venom, they are evil. Why would you allow them to even compete for a transportation contract? Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah, and that's one of my low beams. I'll just go ahead and spoil that. That I think there was plenty of action in this one, but mm-hmm. all throughout the episode, I forgot what Matt's purpose was. Really, with this one, I mean, you know, this profitable transportation license is what he was after. But if you don't really catch that in the beginning, you're just like, okay, Matt is racing to this point, and he stops and he talks to this guy, and then, you know, he's trying to race to this other point, and Venom's following him, you know. So basically, that whole point of the plot just became secondary. I didn't even care. I was just watching the action happen.
Yeah, I mean, he has to race across jungle, desert, tundra, like four or five different elemental things. And he has to get, you know, checkpoints at each one. It's kind of, I hate to say this, but this episode reminds me of Tweety's high-flying adventure. Tweety has to go around the world and in 80 days, and he has to get stamps from every passport place each time. That's what this reminds me of. Except it's with Matt Tracker and Mask. Thankfully, the plot has nothing to do with his children.
Yeah, we don't see Tia, Bob, and Scott.
At all, which is good. So let's go ahead and get to the high beams, I guess, after this.
That's Buzzard! Stop, Nevada! We've got to launch Goliath One fast! After I'm away, slow them down, Chief. See you later, Nevada.
Good luck, Matt. Now to run some interference.
There goes Tracker! Get ready, Maxie. Bust the drone. He'll eliminate Tracker while we take care of the clown operating his transport. Right, Miles!
All right, it is time for the high beams for Where Eagles Dare. Lots of new Mask members and Venom members. It's like they are completely ignoring the first season, which is kind of good and kind of bad at the same time.
Well, I don't know. It's still early, and in the first episode of season two, we did get Buddy and Gloria again.
Yeah.
So maybe they're bringing in these new ones, and you know, we'll see more of the old ones sometime soon, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we do have Matt and Alex,
and Matt gets a new suit and a new vehicle.
I can't even call what he was wearing a mask, because it looked like it was just your standard indie race car uniform is what it looked like.
Yeah, it's basically just kind of a helmet. It reminded me of like a character you'd see in the Mad Max movies.
Mm-hmm. See, I wish they would have brought back his other one, not Spectrum, the red one that looked like a gas mask.
Yeah, the one they usually wore in Rhino.
Yep. And that's the other thing. Two episodes in, no Rhino. It's like, holy crap, Rhino is pretty much the vehicle that is used to market the entire show. And the first two episodes of the second season, you don't even have it. It's like, wow.
Yeah, they're trying to sell new toys.
Yeah, true.
But we also...
go ahead.
I was going to say, we also have the new mask member, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And he's driving Goliath. I like his mask as well. His mask kind of has a bird-like styling. It has almost has like a beak. Comes down over his nose. I thought it was pretty cool. And then the power is called Totem.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he uses his power, basically just like lays all these totems out in front of one of the Venom vehicles and spins it out of control.
Yeah. I like the power. I don't know if I like the design of the actual mask. It's, I don't know. It's a little strange for me, but I love the power, because I love when, his brother says, "What the heck are these things?" When going up against Mask, you must expect the unexpected and strange powers and, this, that, and other, everything else.
Yeah, well, there's another point you hit on. Something different here is that we see Miles's brother, mm-hmm. Maximus. We didn't know that he had a brother up to this point.
Yeah.
And they're both riding in basically like another race car, kind of like a Formula One car. And each of them rides in one of the pods on the side. And then I think in the middle, it seemed like that was a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a person. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was. I did kind of like that. I thought that was kind of cool. But that's, I mean, other than seeing, now this was the PSA that Rax was in. Bruno was in the first one because Bruno wanted to take a bath with a radio.
Yeah, sorry about that mistake. Yeah, and Miles is afraid that his people are trying to electrocute themselves.
Yeah. And this one... I'll give the producers and the creators of this show one thing. At least they got an episode in where they could do a Tom and Jerry Looney Tunes gag of stepping on the rake. I mean, it would have been better if it hit him in the head, in the face, instead of the gut, but
it was a very odd PSA.
Just silly. It's just silly.
Do we really need a PSA about, not leaving the rake up so it can be stepped on and slap you in the face? It was odd. I thought that was just really weird PSA. It was funny. I mean, it was well done. It was a strange message to push, with all the other things they could do, they chose that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where I don't ever think that ever happened to me as a kid. I don't ever think I wanted that for me to happen as a kid, because I saw the after effects of what happens when Tom, the cat, steps on the rake or the shovel or whatever else that Jerry has laying around, on the ground. So it's like, yeah, no, I knew better. Do you have any low beams? Because I only have one.
I just have a couple. The action was good, but like I said, I forgot Matt's purpose. And then the other one was, at one point, the Venom guy uses Mudslinger,
mm-hmm.
Which shoots the mud from his mask at Matt. I believe it was Lester. And he had to be too far away for that to even work. I mean, because, the mud slaps Matt's mask on the front, and so he can't see. But then, we see Lester, driving his four-wheeler over these sand dunes from, seemingly, pretty good distance away. But I didn't have very many things. I thought this one was pretty good. It was good to see Lester back, actually. And this one, again, they're making use of the nicknames. So it's Bruno, Mad Dog Shepherd. And also we talked about how, people seem to know each other now. And the same was true in this episode, because Miles calls out Matt Tracker by name, and pretty much everybody is basically calling each other out by name.
Yeah, it's like they forgot all about the whole secret identity thing.
Yeah. So
without actually explaining it to the audience.
I know. It would have been good if they could have explained that. I mean, you know, if there had been a movie in between the seasons or, you know, some episode that led off that explained why we now all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the change. I just would like to have had it explained.
Absolutely. All right, so for my low beam, the only thing that I have, and I know you enjoy this, but after two episodes of the racing season, Lester's laugh is killing me. It's just killing me. It really, really is. Like, first couple of times, it was all right. But... now I'm just like dying inside after hearing this laugh.
He's doing it a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of the issue.
Yeah. So we are going to move on. I guess we'll get this out of the way here before I forget. What are you going to give? The hell's name of this episode?
Where Eagles Dare.
Yeah, Where Eagles Dare, which that's probably a low beam for me.
The
name of the episode has nothing to do with, like, I don't even think we saw an eagle in the movie, in the episode. But anyway, how many masks are you going to give this one?
I'm going to give it 3. There were some things I liked. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. It's all right, but it's just kind of like, why did they do this? Other than to have a race across, you know, across the country. It's like they did this to just to live up to the racing series name.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. All right, we're going to move on to the final episode of the day after this.
Never experienced anything like this.
If you haven't, you should. You are a hero to the village of Kandukar. And Kandukar is a village which can use a hero.
What do you mean, Ashoka?
All right, the final episode of the day today is Homeward Bound, the incredible Homeward Bound 2, Lost in San Francisco. All right, so Mask Member Ali Bombay returns to his homelands in India, but finds that Venom is using villagers as slaves to mine a valuable meteorite.
Kind of sounds like a plot from the first season.
It's not a treasure hunt.
No, it's not. It's different enough. It's just that when I saw this, I was like, oh, okay, it's similar to some of the things we saw in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done differently, and I think it's done much better.
Mm-hmm. Again, Matt Tracker, Miles Mayhem, nowhere in this episode at all. That's a damn travesty. That should not happen. I mean, at least show them. If you don't show them, have them talking to these new members on the radio or something, to where we can find, it's like they introduced these. I just thought they were average people. All of a sudden, they have super mask vehicles and masks, and it's like, holy crap! Can we get some character introduction here, please?
I don't mind it so much, but I think it would have worked better had Ali been riding along on his bike or something, and maybe he was just ending a conversation with Matt, and Matt was wishing him well on his journey home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you need to have the two main leaders of the teams in on it somehow, some way, other than the PSAs. And honestly, I don't even remember what the PSA was for this one.
Let's see. It was, do not hide in something you can't get out of.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, still. Yeah, so this one is easily the worst episode of season 2 to this point. At least out of the 3 we've watched today.
Well, I don't know. I like the idea, the concept behind this one here that, you know, he's just trying to go home and Venom keeps trying to thwart his efforts to make it home safely.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just an episode focusing on him, Ali, this new mask character.
But it doesn't tell you, like, how does he know Matt? How did he become a mask member? It just says he is one.
Yeah.
And that he needs a vacation.
Yeah, we haven't seen him before, so, you know, that is one of the problems, I suppose, is that he needs a vacation, but we don't know why. We have not seen him in any episodes up to this point. We have not seen him in any battles. Why is it that he so desperately wants to get home and needs this vacation?
Yeah. It's a little crazy. Any other thoughts on the overall plot, sir?
No.
All right. We're going to get to the high beams after this.
Let's see some smiles, men. Be happy in your work. That's funny, Goon. Yeah, I'd wake you to riot, Lester. Be happy in your work. Too much.
Huh? Don't go, Ali. There are two of them and only one of you.
I've been up against worse odds.
You'll endanger the men in the truck.
Maybe you're right. I'll follow them, see what they're up to.
For the high beams, just off the top of my head, I do still like Lester's vehicle with the razor blade in the front. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of this episode, I just didn't care. I didn't have anything that really stuck out for me. What about you?
Okay. Yeah, they use Lester's vehicle pretty well with that blade, like the saw blade that he's been using to cut up vehicles and things. That's done nicely. He's also nicknamed the Lizard. And at one point, he gets surrounded by crocodiles. So I thought that was used well in the episode. Then he challenges Ali to this race, you know, saying basically, like, you know, if you can win the race to this point, then I will let you go. I won't bother you anymore. And Ali wins and he holds up his end of the bargain. You know, Lester lets him go.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that aspect of it. It took quite a bit of time during the episode to do that race. But again, this is the racing series. It's something different. I didn't mind this one so bad. I don't think it's as strong as the first episode we've reviewed this week, but it wasn't too bad. I also like the wrap up in this one. I thought the ending was done pretty well, better than a lot of episodes from the first series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can agree with that. I just still, this one did not stick out to me at all. It just felt like I hate to say this, but it felt like an Indian version of Vegas Vacation. So we're going to get the low beams after this.
Oh, wow, Lizard and Goon actually made it. Maybe there's hope for those two yet.
All right, for the low beams, I only have one thing. Like I said before, I didn't particularly care for this one on a whole. It really added nothing to the series for me. And once again, Miles Mann nor Matt Tracker are even in it. I thought the whole point of this show, even though this is a new direction for it, was the fact that Venom and Mask fight each other. But my low beam is Bombay let the same thing happen to him twice. You'd think that he would have learned about Mudslinger and dodged it the second time. That was a little the sludge cannon or whatever the hell it's called. It's like, really? You're going to get blasted twice in the face? And it was two different times. The first time was when he first met up with the Venom agent, and then like 10 minutes later in the episode it happens again. It's like, seriously, really? You didn't learn the first time?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. He got beaten around quite a bit this episode. I mean, I know this is our first introduction to him, and I think, you know, again, they were trying to introduce us to him and give him some backstory and do some character development. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like that he didn't always do the right thing, that he, you know, didn't always thwart Venom's attempts to stop him. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I kind of like that that he made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I like that he made some mistakes. I just don't like that it was the same thing. You know, he should have learned by now. You know what I mean? In a 10-minute time period, you mean to tell me you can't dodge the next blast from that thing, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
So that's really all I had. Anything else for you for Low Beams?
Just I like Ali's character just fine. I think they could do more with him, and I actually felt like he did have some character. You know, he seems to, you know, really care for his family and the people in his hometown and so forth. I didn't like his mask though. I did not like that mask design.
I think they're really cheapening out on the mask designs. Because if you look, and again, I don't mean to harp on this, but seriously, if you look at Buddy's mask, it looks like one of those old, it looks like a giant metal version of those old Hollywood starlit sunglasses that people would wear, like costume sunglasses. That's what Buddy's mask looks like to me. I almost said Julio, but Ali's mask is just, it's too weird.
Yeah.
It's too weird. There's too many dark colors in it. There's no, like, and it doesn't look, I think my problem with the racing season to this point, we're only three episodes in, but my problem is all of the masks look like they were put through the matte finisher at a photo lab. Like, they're not glossy, they're not shiny, they're not nothing. And the one time we saw Miles today, one or two times we saw Miles today, his outfit and this new vehicle he has, like, seriously, what happened to Switchblade? Like, really? I mean, he did so well in Switchblade for the most part. Granted, it got destroyed a lot of the time, but the Switchblade, you know, the what the hell is it called? I can't think off the top of my head. His original
is
mask.
Is it Lifter?
No, that's Bruce.
Yeah.
No, that's Lifter is Bruce. I'm not looking at any information, ladies and gentlemen. Viper, that's what it is. Thank you. Viper was awesome. And Switchblade was awesome. Now they've put him into this thing where he has to rely on two other people to run the vehicle with this tripoded vehicle thing. It's a little strange to me. So now that I'm done with that diatribe, did I even ask you what your rating was for this one?
No.
All right. So, what's your rating for Homeward Bound?
My rating is 3 masks. I actually didn't mind this one as much as you did. I was thinking about giving it a 4, actually, but I ended up settling on a 3. I didn't want to do a half point, so I gave it 3. It was just something different. I like that we start off with this character. We're trying to get some backstory on him. He's just trying to get home. You know, he seems like a nice enough guy, and Venom just keeps trying to throw him off the trail. It was fun. I liked it.
I am not going to be as forgiving as you, because I was really hoping for more continuity, more, like, a better introduction as we already stated about, you know, somehow him being in contact with Matt or something, I got to give this one mask out of five. I just didn't like it. Just didn't like it at all. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, come back after this with the closing of the show. We'll be back.
It's Showtime Synergy, the latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network, is coming. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Gem of the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and geekcastradio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
All right, we are back here on Mass Mayhem, episode 27. Thoughts on the racing series so far?
Well, I think it started off strong. I liked that first episode quite a bit. I liked the new direction. You know, some things you're scratching your head wondering, okay, well, why does everybody know each other now? But, you know, we're getting some new characters. We're getting some new designs for some of the old characters and some new vehicles for them, both in the case of Matt and Miles when they showed up in episodes this week. So, yeah, it's still not a great quality show, but I think that we've seen some improvements over what we had seen in the last few episodes of season one. You know, hopefully it gets better.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, we have seen some improvements. It's not as bad as the last few episodes of season one were, or the last 10 or 20 episodes of season one were. And there are certain things. I just wish it was like, you know, you've got a 22, 23, 24 minute cartoon here. I wish there was like maybe 2 minutes that they could dedicate to just showing Matt at Mask headquarters and then, you know, contacting these people. Not necessarily saying that, you know, the whole team thing with the computer, but just like giving them a call or saying, you know, hey, I need you to go do this, this, and that, you know, just something different.
I know. And I don't know why they didn't do that more effectively. I mean, you have animators who are doing a good job. They're obviously using overseas animation here. You know, Deke did that. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Filmation, that would cut things out of scripts and cut corners to save money. You know, oh well, we you know, that's going to be too expensive to animate. Let's do something else different in the plot so we can reuse this animation, or something to that effect. You know, they, like I said, they have 22 minutes or so to tell this story. Why not have you know, take that, you know, 1 or 2 minutes to explain what we're doing, to give a little bit more backstory, to develop the characters more. I think it just basically just comes down to the writing. I mean, it just comes down to, you know, the Bible that they had developed for the series and the story editor just not pushing the writers hard enough to build that stuff in. I mean, I don't know. We don't know what happened behind the scenes for the production of the series, but that's what it seems like it's lacking to me.
Mm-hmm. And we only have 7 cartoon episodes left of the series.
Thank goodness. And I never thought I would say that. I really thought I was going to have fun with this. We talked about that in the wrap up of season one. I thought it was going to be a fun series to watch. I really did.
Thank you for joining us here on Mass Mayhem. As always, get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com where you can comment on this and all of our other posts. Send email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Put Mass Mayhem and the episode number in the subject line. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter @geekcastradio is the network Twitter. Mine is TFG and Mike. What is your Twitter?
Tune Master Tim.
Become a fan on Facebook. Nice. Become a fan on Facebook, Geekcast Radio Network. Call the voicemail line and tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. There is a 5 to 10 minute time limit. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Masked Man. Wish you'll join us next time when we'll be covering the next 3 episodes from Mask Season 2, those being The Battle of the Giants, Race Against Time, and Challenge of the Masters. Wow, it might actually improve this show if they brought He-Man in. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Toon Master Tim.
Podcasting is the ultimate weapon. We will catch you next time.
Illusion is the ultimate weapon.